Now, though, let's chat Trans-Tasman rivalry. This past week, two of the government's senior ministers have taken a brickbat to Australia, calling the politics of deportation venal or corrupt and warning the issue is straining relations between our two countries. The criticism comes in the wake of a steep rise in deportations of Kiwis since the passage of laws in 2014 that allowed deportation of long-term Australian residents who are not citizens on the grounds of character, as well as those who have been sentenced to prison for 12 months or more, and sending them away back to New Zealand. Well, adding fuel to the fire was journalist Peter Fitzsimons' controversial report on foreign correspondent, the program on ABC this week. New Zealand has been kicked out of Australia, which copped major backlash from coalition ministers in Australia and I guess just exacerbated the diplomatic future between the two countries. So to discuss this, we thought we'd get an expert in. And joining the program now is Dr. Bryce Edwards, political commentator and analyst of Critical Politics, and he joins us from the studio in Wellington. Hi, Bryce.
Good morning, Trudy.
Lovely to have you here. Now, in the past 3 years, 1,300 Kiwis have been deported to New Zealand. In the same time, New Zealand has sent back just 9 Aussies. Does that mean there are either not many Aussies here, or are they being well-behaved here, do you reckon, Bryce?
Yeah, I think both of those things probably, Trudy. Certainly, we just have a fraction of the number of Australians coming our way. So, yes, there is a disproportionate amount of New Zealanders in Australia. And the Australians that come here tend to be highly skilled. They come into quite high-income jobs. They, in some ways, integrate quite well into New Zealand. I'm not sure we keep any criminal statistics on Australian nationals here, but I do think, you know, we don't really have to deal with some of the situations that Australia have to deal with.
Mm. Acting Prime Minister Winston Peters fired the first shot at Australia on Tuesday over its detention of that Kiwi minor in the adult detention centre and said, and I quote, "Australia isn't living up to the UN's Convention on the Rights of the Child," end of quote. The Melbourne Immigration Transit Accommodation Detention Centre has been that 17-year-old Kiwi boy's unwanted home for months, being surrounded by adult criminals and separated from his family. Definitely violates the UN rights of the child, do you think, Bryce?
Oh, absolutely. I think the Acting Prime Minister is quite right to hit out hard on this. It's an appalling case of this 17-year-old being kept without having committed a crime or being accused of a crime in a detention centre. And he's now being supposedly deported because of bad character. And this really is quite an amorphous and dangerous way to run, you know, deportation rules. So, yeah, I think Peters is absolutely right in speaking out on this.
And, of course, digging in as well as Australian Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton. And so let's have a listen back.
This person is regarded as a child or a minor. And I'm just reminding the Australians, you're a signatory, live up to it.
Well, I reject that, and Australia has obligations which we meet, and my primary obligation is to the Australian public, to keep Australians safe. If he wants to go on a plane today, I'll facilitate his return to New Zealand today. We don't want him here in Australia.
Dutton claims the child is dangerous, but the teenager's lawyer says he's twisting the truth.
Peter Dutton is trying to paint out a young person who has an unremarkable juvenile justice history as a threat to Australia. It's pathetic. He's lying. And what he's doing now is moving his campaign against New Zealand to minors.
So, yeah, Bryce, a war of words, if you like. Is this just the catalyst of a festering bigger wound, this discussion on immigration? Peter Dutton is sounding very Trump-like, don't you think?
Oh, I think you're right in all of that. It does paint a much bigger picture, or it's representative of a much bigger picture of New Zealand and Australian relations really going downhill fast. And I don't think this is the cause of the relations going down. We've had lots of other battles between the two countries in recent years, and really they're moving apart. So, New Zealand's, used to have close ties with Britain. New Zealand used to have close ties with Australia. All those sorts of old alliances are no longer relevant in 2018, and Australia really wants to go it alone a bit more. It wants to increasingly regard New Zealand as just another neighbour, not a special neighbour. And likewise in New Zealand, we don't feel so close to Australia. So, around the world also, issues of immigration are just huge at the moment. So, as we know, there's been some other big fallouts in recent years, especially over Manus Island and Jacinda Ardern going hard against Australia on that. And I think to some extent what we're seeing with Peter Dutton's comments are really payback, if you like, that they are striking back at New Zealand for us having embarrassed them before.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I think you have to ask why disproportionately New Zealanders are being targeted here. I mean, Peter Dutton seems to have this wider agenda, right? A man with leadership ambitions, if you like. He's trying to look like the tough guy, and where these kind of attacks will only boost his personal standing with the within the Liberal Party, and more particularly Conservative Australia, that, you know, it is very Trump-like.
Oh, you've put your finger on it. He is a bit more of a Trump-like figure in Australia than other politicians, and they're trying to win over some of those votes from One Nation that have, with the One Nation Party disintegrating and other conservative forces. So there's an electoral calculation here. I'm not saying that Peter Dutton doesn't believe what he's saying. I think he does. But he really is, as Andrew Little has said, there's some electoral calculation going on here. Australian politicians always do well from battling or hitting New Zealanders over the head. This is just one more case of that. And yes, I think he does have ambitions to climb that political pole higher.
Yeah, well, he's not making friends. We're supposed to be little brother, big brother, and it feels really dodgy at the moment.
Yeah, and I guess New Zealand has to take some, well, not responsibility for this, but our politicians are also hitting back hard. And I'm not saying they shouldn't. I think they've been quite admirable, both Winston Peters and Andrew Little, in calling out Australia on this. They're speaking from a point of principle. But I think likewise a bit of electoral calculation comes into this, because there's an appetite in New Zealand at the moment for speaking out against the Australian government. So Andrew Little and Winston Peters, they're both saying remarkably, extraordinarily strong things against the Australian government. But I think they know that will go to down quite well with New Zealand, and they've had lots of critical acclaim for what they've said. So in the past, you know, New Zealand politicians would have to be a bit more careful in their criticisms of the Australian government. I think all bets are off now. New Zealanders, I don't think we have the same dislike of Australians or sort of, you know, contentious orientation to Australians, but we do towards the Australian government. So in Australia, you don't lose any votes for criticising New Zealanders. I think now in New Zealand, you don't lose any votes for criticising the Australian government.
Yeah, it's 10:17. We're talking with Dr. Bryce Edwards, Critical Politics, about this Trans-Tasman tiff going on. I mean, Peter Dutton has said Australia's doing the heavy lifting for New Zealand, like trying to be like he's the big cheese. It is, you know, it's still getting that Trump feeling, man.
Yeah, but some of what he says is quite correct, I think, from his own point of view at least. Australia, you know, in some ways are bearing the brunt of the opposition in the world more than New Zealand, and that's just partly pure geography.
Yes.
They have a huge coastline, and they're right next to Malaysia, Indonesia, and they are having many, many more refugees coming to their country, and they have to, you know, if they want to keep refugees out, they have to patrol this area and spend millions of dollars doing so. And of course, Australia does take a lot more refugees than us. So sometimes
it's understandable,
sometimes it does look a bit hypocritical on New Zealand's part that we take so few refugees, and then we criticise Australia for their treatment of refugees when they take so many more. Also, of course, Australia have this feeling that they spend much more money on defence, that they are spending, you know, and they do, they spend a much bigger proportion of their GDP on, you know, warships and planes. And I think that was partly why New Zealand last week or the week before announced that they were spending $2.3 billion on some new surveillance planes that were going to be heavily armed. And that is to some way appease Australia and America, who have been very critical of us not pulling our weight. So, yeah, there's always going to be some truth in what these Trump-like accusations against New Zealand are. But that doesn't mean they're right. It doesn't mean they're fair enough, because they're a bit overblown.
Well, where do you think it goes from here, Bryce? I mean, Malcolm Turnbull, their Prime Minister, hasn't entered the fray yet.
Yes, and of course, neither is Jacinda Ardern, because she's on leave, and it will be interesting to see how she handles things when she comes back. And I think a lot of people will be waiting to see if Malcolm Turnbull joins the fray. He'll probably want to be a bit more statesperson-like and maybe try and keep a lid on these rising hostilities. But in general, I do actually think that close relationship between New Zealand and Australia is over. And, you know, it's not just due to this current Labor government. If National get back in at the next election, I don't think we're ever going to be that mateship relationship. I think we just are moving in a different direction, and it's all really inevitable, these spats along the way.
Andrew Little has said he wants a proper discussion over immigration. You reckon that's what needs to happen?
I don't know, because... yes, we do have a problem with differences of opinion between Australia and New Zealand about our reciprocal relationship. So maybe that does need to be renegotiated. I actually think the more it's renegotiated, the worse New Zealand will come out of that relationship. We have quite a good deal at the moment, despite these deportations. So I'm not sure we want to have that. Plus, maybe Andrew Little's on a bit of shaky ground in having a discussion about immigration. This government has come into power, you know, kind of wanting to slash immigration, talking about, you know, getting rid of 30,000 per year immigration. They're probably best avoiding, and they haven't done anything as yet, I don't really think. So they're probably best avoiding that wider scale immigration debate at the moment.
Yeah, it really does make you think and reflect a little bit more on that very normally strong relationship that we have between Australia and New Zealand. And I guess in the long run, though, you know, that 17-year-old, if you're going to be a rat bag, you got to face the consequences, right? Harm's way and all that. If you decide to break the law in a country where you're a visitor, then you've got to, you know, you've got to have to...
That's all true. Absolutely, but it's not clear, and this is where Winston Peters is rightly getting upset. It's not clear that he's broken the law, and it's more that he's done something, which we don't know what it is, that wasn't acceptable. I think it was on a plane at the time, and so he hasn't been arrested, he hasn't been convicted, and the whole problem with this new law that the Australians have is that they can deport people on the basis of what they call bad character. And, you know, that's a really amorphous area, and I think New Zealand, or the New Zealand government, is saying yes, deport people when they've actually broken laws and they're not Australians. But in effect, a lot of these people are basically Australians now. They've lived there for decades, and it's a bit of a nonsense to send them back to New Zealand when they, yes, they were born here, but they've lived in Australia. They've learnt their bad ways, perhaps, in Australia. They've paid taxes there.
But they have no rights there. Yeah,
that's
really
the
bizarre
problem. Yeah. So, yeah, maybe there is time for a discussion on those rights, but at the moment, I think there's a lot of appetite in Australia for a reduction of those rights. So I wouldn't, if I was Andrew Little, Winston Peters, be wanting to have that debate too soon about, because I think New Zealanders would come off worse.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you so much for your insights into that. Certainly appreciated. 10:23, Dr. Bryce Edwards, Critical Politics, out of our studio, Radio Live in Wellington, the Trans-Tasman TIFF.